Okay, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Acharimos Kedoshim. I'd like to focus on a topic and a pasuk that I've spoken about before, and it's at first glance it seems like it's a Bein Adam L'Mok Bein Adam L'Chavero type of pasuk. It's just about being nice, but obviously it has the foundational elements of Emunah tied into it. Pasuk is Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk tells us. Actually, I was going to focus on the next pasuk. Don't hate your brother in your heart. And then you won't have a sin. And then the next pasuk tells us, don't have any revenge, any form of revenge, not just, you know, rub it into him, right? Rashi brings down that he doesn't lend you his hammer, so you shouldn't take revenge and not lend him the other hammer. And Sitor is that when you do give him the hammer, say, I'm going to give you the hammer back, even though you didn't give me the hammer back. And these two psukim are very significant in many ways. Now, we all know that the Gemara tells us that in our Pesach and Kufi Gimel Amud Beis, that you can't hate a Jewish person. And the Gemara was talking about having a Soni Yisrael. So the Gemara concludes that we're talking about somebody who's a Baal Aveira, etc. But you see that it's a Mefurish Apostle. You can't hate your brother, period. And Rav Biederman brings down from the Sefer Pel Yoetz, he says something unbelievable. He says, when you think about not hating a person, who do you think the Torah is talking about? The Torah is talking about somebody, certainly not talking about somebody who is good to you or is neutral, right? Because why would you hate him? Elamai, if the Torah comes along and tells you, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, don't hate him, it has to be addressing somebody that you actually most likely would hate, right? Otherwise, what in the world is the Torah talking about? Somebody who you don't know from a hole in the wall. Well, there is something called sinus, you know, that's, you know, stop. And somebody that you like, does good to you. Why does the Torah have to tell you not to hate him? Elamai, he must be talking about somebody that did bad to you. Now, listen to the words of the Pel Yoetz. Listen to this. We have to be talking about somebody who did bad to you. And what do you need to do in order not to hate him? You need to work hard. Hasmod is about sitting and being diligent. No. Work hard and try to internalize what? Everything that happens to you in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That guy messed you over. He cut you off at the supermarket. He cut you off a line. He put in a bad word for you for a job or something like that. It's Hakomi Pi Elyon. V'ein Adom Yochol Lahara L'Chaver Ol Heitiv. A person cannot do good or bad to you. A person doesn't mess up your life. Those are Gzeres Mashem. Olin Go B'Mashem Mukhun L'Chaver Achim K'Mol Nima. In the slightest bit, he does not affect what you're supposed to get from Hashem in the slightest bit. B'li Gzeres Shakai, without the Gzeres from Hashem. These are the words of Pel Yoetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many messengers who do good for us. In this world, the next world. Why is it that a person can't hate anybody else? Because it's not him. It's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to work in this all the time. And Lefum Tzara Agri says, we live life thinking, when a guy cuts us off, when a guy messes us over, he doesn't include us in Shabbos plans, he doesn't, whatever it is, we get upset at him. The Torah is coming to tell us, don't hate him. It's not him. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the same idea is resonated in the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch talks about this mitzvah. And he says, Ki ein kol makom l'nekimon l'tira. There's no place for revenge. Right? Naturally, right, if somebody doesn't lend you a hammer, you don't lend them back. Somebody cuts you off, you cut them off back. Right? Somebody steals from you, you steal from him back. There's no place for revenge. Nobody can do anything to you without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara tells us, right? Nobody lifts up a finger without a decree and an announcement in Shemayim. So what do you see from here? And let's just quote more of the Sefer Chinuch. M'shar Shem Mitzvah, Sheyeda Ha'adam, a person needs to know, V'yi Tenel Libo. This is not easy stuff. This is not things like, oh yeah,
from Hashem. No, a person has to work on this. Tirchu gdola hasmada rabba. Ki kol asher yikreu mutav adra. Everything that happens to a person, good or bad, who siba shetavol me'eis Hashem Baruch Hu. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What we say, we shouldn't have revenge. This is the foundations of Emuna. A person has to live life like that. Al kein kesheir o yachave yachivu adam. When a person causes you pain, yedu benafsho. You have to know in your soul. Ki avonosum garmu. It's our own averus. We need some sort of kapara. VaHashem yisbrach gozer lo b'kach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a decree against us. They say a mashal, right? Somebody hits you with a stick. You don't get mad at the stick. You get mad at the person. The same thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a message. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving us some sort of kapara, punishment, whatever, wake up call. It's not the shliach. It's not the guy who's doing it to you. It's just the messenger. If a person can live life like that, so that he doesn't have revenge, he doesn't hate people. These are the sodos of life. It can't, right? Our Gemara, our Pesachim, there's no room for hatred. The Gemara has two handstands to figure out, oh, somebody didn't have Avera and there was no aid them or whatever, so then you can hate him. But otherwise, there's no reason to hate a person. Who are we talking about? We're talking about people that harmed you. Because if it's talking about people that are good to you, why in the world did you hate them? And, you know, I was just thinking to myself, we bought a book, I don't know if it's a famous Jewish book, Labels for Libel, right? I actually thought it was a little bit interesting, because what happens is that the older brother doesn't share his stuff with the younger brother, and then they decide, and he gets annoyed, so he decides to put labels on all of his things, and then the other brother puts labels on his things, and then the mother, I was a little bit taken aback. So, like a revenge, she puts labels on all the food, and it can't give, you know, and doesn't give the food to the kids. And the father puts a label on the car, and he says he can't get any rides anymore. I was thinking to myself, like, it's sort of talking about like revenge, but again, it's not direct. It was to teach a lesson, but like that was my antennas were up. Like, we're sort of teaching. Oh, if the kids are putting labels on their stuff, so the parents are going to put labels on our stuff. So I was a little bit taken aback by that form of teaching, but that's the idea is we don't. It's Ben Hashemayim. He put a label on his stuff. He put a label on his stuff. It's Ben Hashemayim. Again, she was trying to teach a lesson, but I was like a little bit taken aback by it. But this is the nekuda of life. A person has to go through life thinking whatever happens to him, it's Ben Hashemayim. A person, nobody messes you up. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message, and if you have that in your life, so then first of all, you're happy, you're relaxed, you don't get upset. Like we learned this past week with Rav Eisenstein, right? A person who gets angry, it's as if he's over the Avodah Zarah. Why? What are you getting angry for? Has Kadosh Baruch Hu sent you this message? I'll say over the story again. I think I said it over on Shabbos when I was here. And I said it in passing. Right? There's a guy who had an anger problem. Yeah, I definitely said this over. I'll say it again anyway because it's so good. If one person didn't hear it, it's good that I say it over again. The person had an anger issue and he went to his Rebbe. And the Rebbe said, you know, wait outside a little bit. And then while he's waiting outside, and the windows were open, and then he told the next person who came to speak to him, on your way out, knock into this guy with a cup of tea and spill it on him. Okay? So that's what he did. And he did it twice, and the guy, of course, didn't get upset. So he came into the Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I have anger issues. He says, you don't have anger issues. I just saw a guy spilled two cups of tea on you, and you didn't get angry. He said, Rebbe, I heard you. You set him up. You told him to spill the cups of tea on me, so I was prepared. So I knew it was part of the plan. And he said, "Oh, and when things happen in your life that don't go your way, that's not part of the master plan." But we don't think about it like that. We don't think that when somebody messes us over and something bad happens to us in our life, that's part of Kodesh Baruch's master plan. But this is what losis is a chibul vecha is. This is what losikum lositer is. The person didn't give me a hammer because Hashem said, "Don't give him a hammer." The deal didn't work out. The job didn't work out. The friendship didn't work out, or whatever it is. Not because, you know, the person, nothing to do with the person. He's a shliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I heard something unbelievable last week also. My shul, the Rav of my shul, was talking about the Dudaim. When Rachel asks Leah for the Dudaim, he drives home this point even more, right? And Leah says back to Rachel, "What do you mean? You took my husband, now you're taking the Dudaim? What's going on over here? What? Rachel's trying to take Leah's husband?" Well, if I remember correctly, Yaakov Avinu worked 7 years to marry Rachel. Leah took Rachel's husband. And you know what? Rachel doesn't respond. When Leah says, "You took my husband, now you want my Dudaim?" What kind of, and Rachel doesn't say a word. But Rachel says an unbelievable word. Rachel says that Rachel personified and internalized these sodos, that whatever happens to her is from Hashem. If Leah married him, that's it. She was supposed to marry Leah. Leah is Yaakov's wife. So when she came along later on, many years later, and says, "You wanted to take my husband?" And Rachel didn't respond, you know why? Because if Yaakov married Leah first, that was Ben Hashemayim. unbelievable. This is Yisod played out in real life by Rachel Imenu. She didn't get upset. She didn't say, Leo, hello, don't you remember what happened? I was supposed to get married. I gave you the simanim. Not a word from Rachel, because she lived this. She lived everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbi Maishul was saying this over. He said, amazing thing, but the Novo Mitzvah Rebbe Zatzal, who was Yartzer, was just recently from Corona, one of the Gedolim of our generation. So his first wife passed away, and he married his deceased wife's sister. I think her husband also passed away, and the mother of these two sisters was still alive. She was a Holocaust survivor. And I think the Rabbi Maishul, I think, heard from her mouth. And this is a woman who survived the Holocaust, who lost a daughter, and she said, you know, if it's like this, it's meant to be from Hashem. It's meant to be. And she was very close to this daughter. It's very hard. Meaning, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, it was very hard. Why? Because she lived with this Nekudas HaEmunah. That is all Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person lives lives like this, he looks at the world and his own life with different eyes. Last night, I happened to be just, you know, looking at some headlines last night, and you see Iran says we're going to wipe Israel off the map. And then you see all of a sudden Arabs and Jewish teens are beating each other up, and people are getting hurt. And like you could freak. Obviously, you have to be careful. You have to be aware of v'chule. But a person can't look at the news. A person can't look at his life and not have the thought and the frame of mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Every single detail of our lives as individuals, our families, our communities, Klal Yisrael, everything is being supervised 100% by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's this nekuda. And a person, now it sounds like, oh, don't hate. What does it mean? I have to be a nice guy? It doesn't mean you have to be a nice guy. You should be a nice guy. Don't hate means it's not him. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't have revenge? What do you mean? He messed me over. I'm going to mess him over. No, that's not how life works. You know why? Because it's our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. He doesn't want you to say, oh, he didn't give me a hammer. He didn't give me the job. He wasn't nice to me. Something nothing to do with anything. You go on. Of course, it's all part of this. You internalize and work on the Nekuda that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is running everything. And there's no hatred, there's no revenge, there's nothing. It's smooth sailing. Everything that happens, you can't, everything. If you internalize these Yisodos, that every step you take, every move you make, everything involved in your life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. And he's there, lock, stock, and barrel. Nothing happens to you without a degree from Hashem. And then you're a calm person, you're not an angry person, you're a happy person. Right? I'm Sameach B'Chalko. Ezra Osher, I'm Sameach B'Chalko. You're Sameach with your lot. Why? Because that's what Hashem wants you to do. Of course, you have to do a shtadlus, v'chulei. You have to do your best. But in the end of the day, whatever happens to us in our lives is 1,000% Kadosh Baruch Hu's supervision, and there's nothing to get angry about, nobody to hate, and nobody to have revenge upon. Have a great Shabbos.